Part 55. The way up is down. The two basic truths to be learned in the spiritual progress are the bankruptcy of self and our riches in Christ. It is the utter faithfulness of the Father that so deeply impresses the awakened believer, the one who hungers to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Oh, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord for ever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations, Psalm 89 verse 1. Through all my failure, my Father is working for my victory. And at first it seems quite the opposite of faithfulness, when the Sovereign Father sets the hungry one's faith and feet on the path of his purpose. That is because there is the negative side of death, as well as the positive side of life in the working out of his purpose to conform us into the image of his Son, Romans 8:29. God has decreed that all things, both negative and positive, all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. The negative comes first. When the Father begins to transmit that purpose to the life of the Christian in terms of spiritual growth, this is when he may not seem to be very faithful. Nevertheless, faithful are the wounds of a friend, because a friend loveth at all times. Proverbs 27:6 and Proverbs 17:17. So we're going to look at failure. Failure categorized, failure recognized, and failure utilized. First, failure categorized. With some, the downward trend begins early in the Christian life. At a time of faithfulness in Bible study and memorization, church activity, prayer and witnessing, there comes a decline. Guilt-fostered attempts are made to regain the lost ground, but without avail. Heartbreaking as it is, the badly shaken Christian is being prepared early to realize the power of the self-life. For most, the awakening comes much later. A pastor, for instance, after years of training and hard work and of becoming established in the ministry, is confronted with failure in both life and service. All of his praying, preaching, visitation and counselling have not brought into being a growing and spiritual congregation. Another leader has been successful in developing a large Sunday school and congregation, including an impressive missionary budget, only to realise at last that all has been man-centred and not established on the Lord Jesus Christ and wholly for his glory. A faithful layman has given time, talent and treasure to his church, serving in various capacities of responsibility for many years. Ultimately, he's become discouraged and even disillusioned due to his own lack of growth in Christ and the dearth of spiritual development in the lives of those whom he serves. A Christian wife and mother seeks to establish and maintain a Christ-centered home for her family, as well as faithfully to carry out her church duties and activities. Often husband and children fail to respond to the Saviour, resulting in heartache and sometimes tragedy. Teenaged believers revel in their church activities and the fellowship of other groups and then go off to college. And all too soon the sophistication of the present-day campus and classroom, whether secular or Christian, overwhelms the immature. And the result is spiritual failure and conformity into the carnal crowd. On the other hand, many Christian young people make spiritual progress during their schooling and respond to the missionary challenge only to turn aside before the goal is realised. Still others go to the foreign field but drop out after the first term abroad. And lastly, there's the missionary who has laboured faithfully on the mission field, term after term, but who finally comes to the place of hunger for a deeper work in his life, as well as in the lives of those that he serves. So secondly, we're looking at failure recognised. Need, spiritual need. This is the prerequisite for growth in Christ. All of these circumstances of failure have been controlled by our ever faithful Father, the God of circumstances. He knows what needs we need to keep us needy. It is true that the downward path, or the negative side, has been the consequence both of the working of self and the tactics of the enemy. Nevertheless, it is also true that the Father has seen to it that it happened in order that the hunger caused through the failure might be satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. Countless Christians today are in the midst of utter failure that they know. What they do not know as yet is that at the same time they are in the midst of the Father's purpose for them. During the initial downward process, they've been blinded to the work of his faithful hands in order that they might come to realise something of the extent of their weakness and the overpowering strength of the self-life. Down. And yet, not even depth shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:39. Ever paradoxically, our Father uses our negatives to bring forth his positives. Our sin meant death for his Son, that we might have life, John 3:16. He was made to be sin on the cross, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, 2 Corinthians 5:21. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, Romans 6:1 and 2. God's all things working together for good are in his hand, not in ours. He is our sovereign and we are his subjects. We cannot escape from his eternal love. But the Lord corrects and disciplines everyone whom he loves. Hebrews 12:6. Many children of God today have all but given up. Self and the world have been steadily taking over in their once bright Christian lives and service. Most have simply quit, trying to live the Christian life. Many have become sick and tired of churches for various reasons, and no longer attend regularly, if at all. Others are no longer attempting to maintain a Christian home, while there are those who have dropped out of Bible school or seminary or pastorate, the mission field. Many Christian couples once had a hunger and a vision for full-time service, but nothing came of it. Hence, seeming failure and guilt have hung over their lives as a dark pall. There are other couples who've entered into their life service and laboured diligently for years, but there's not been solid spiritual growth or lasting fruit. They seek to carry on, trying one thing after another, but never seem to quite find his answer to the hunger and need that is in their heart and lives. It seems to them that the only alternative is to quit as gracefully as possible and get into something that they can handle. But thirdly, we look at failure utilised. These are some of the conditions that the Father uses to prepare us to see and enter into that which he has already given us in Jesus Christ. There must be this drastic revelation of self by the most effective means suited to the individual, all in the realm of personal failure. The agonising downward process brings us from simply believing on him at Calvary to living in him in heaven. From substitution to personal identification. As lost sinners, we were prepared by the Spirit to see and accept the Lord Jesus as our substitute. As defeated believers, we have to be prepared by the Spirit to see and abide in the Lord Jesus as our life. There is no alternative, and he has been faithful and has quietly carried it out all through those faithless and failure-ridden years. Beloved, writes Peter in 1 Peter 4:2, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. When the Father has prepared us by means of Romans chapter 7, he opens the liberating truths of Romans chapter 8. But not until it is first, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And then, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 7:24-25. And then we read, Come, and let us return to the Lord, for he has torn, and he will heal. He has smitten, and he will bind up. Hosea 6:11. Faithful is he that called you, who will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24.